Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for any news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Older.
Older, thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote,
Okay.
I don't know
Probably
how.
vote in that case, correct? Because you're not definitely sure about it, but you're probably sure that you're gonna vote, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And
I
may I
will.
please, okay, thank you. May I please ask what is your age?
60.
60 years old. Thank you so very much. And also, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino,
White,
Asian,
white.
white, Caucasian.
I am good.
Thank you very okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
It's my, I don't want to say,
Independent.
Okay.
I will think when I will vote, so.
You
I not
know
make
you
it
don't
very
want to
far.
say it. You don't want to say it. No worries. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Oh, yeah. Here is much better than in my country.
Oh, do you feel very satisfied or satisfied?
Satisfied.
Satisfied. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, satisfied.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. Now, I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue is it for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Tackling climate change from 0 to 10.
1 second, my daughter.
Досить важливе, саме важливе один, не важливе.
Не про що це знову йде?
Про клімат, змінення клімата.
Я не...
Що, 5?
Any number from 0 to 10, how important it is. From 0 to 10.
Okay, 5.
5. Thank you.
5.
You can, yes, in this category, you can just use any number. Just remember that 10 is very important, the most important, and 0 is not at all important to you, and 5 is somewhat important. Any number in that range. The second one will be funding for drug and substance abuse programs. From 0 to 10.
Про наркотики що?
Так. Для людей, які якісь substance abuse.
Я не поняла. Can you say me again, please, question?
Funding for drug and substance abuse.
Що таке abuse?
Щоб які люди, які користуються наркотиками.
Ага. So,
щоби допомагати людям.
I don't use drugs, any.
Okay.
Щоби funding. Програми, які допомагають людям з цим. Це не про тебе.
Я поняла.
І наскільки важливо ти думаєш? Не питаю.
Що, я говорю, молодець.
You can use any number from 0 to 10.
Okay, 5.
Correct. Five. Protecting abortion rights.
And
protection.
So, like, abortion.
I don't understand what this.
How important it is for you, how important it is for you, for your member of Congress to be focused on protecting abortion rights. Use any number from 0 to 10.
Okay, 5.
Okay, 5, okay. Reducing crime from 0 to 10?
Ten.
Okay, thank you so very much. Creating more affordable housing.
Жилье. Креатин, строите?
Affordable.
Что за любви?
Чтобы оно было дешево для людей, чтобы...
Yeah, 10.
Thank you. Lowering taxes.
Что значит налоги?
Oh, maybe,
yeah.
10.
10? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Securing the southern border of the country.
Security.
Yeah. Securing the southern border.
Граница.
Creating more jobs and raising wages.
Oh, yes. Yeah, creating 10, of course. Work very hard, so.
Nah, that's perfectly fine. Thank you for your opinion, which is mostly important. Thank you so very much. So moving forward, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. Lori Chavez de Raymer, from 0 to 100.
I don't know her.
Never heard? Perfect. No worries. Harris.
Never. Kamala Harris. Yeah, I know. It's vice president,
yeah? Знаете,
The scale, correct.
No,
the scale. Scale from 0 to 100. Kamala Harris.
Не хочу писать. Okay, 50.
Thank you. Tina Kotek.
No, I don't know.
Okay. Janelle Bynum?
No. Anybody?
Opinion, yeah, or never heard?
Never heard.
No, never heard. Thank you. Joe Biden.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Joe Biden, I know. So 100. Maybe.
100. Okay.
Maybe 60.
Joe Biden, 60.
Yeah.
Okay. Republicans in Congress?
Republican Congress. I just will visit her. Some people, yes, some people know. So maybe, 30.
30. Okay, 30.
Yes.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I was voted last time when he was the president, so I vote for Donald Trump. Now, I give...
Any number from 0 to 100.
Zero.
Okay. McDonald's.
McDonald's. No, I don't know. But...
Any number from 0 to 100?
Zero.
Democrats in Congress?
Eighty.
Thank you. J.D. Vance?
No. Zero.
Never heard of him? Or zero?
No, never. Zero.
Я его не знаю, но... Ну, скажи ноль, я что-то не знаю.
Я так скажу, ноль. Zero.
No opinion?
Я его не знаю.
Or zero.
She doesn't know him.
Okay, yeah. That's an option. That's an option. Never heard of him. Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
So, якщо зараз була
вибори,
на кого?
А кого б я вибирала?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just I give for everybody. For Biden, I give 50, for Trump, 0.
Okay, on this one, you would lean towards Joe Biden, then, you said. If the election were held today, Joe Biden, should I record your opinion like that?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And moving forward, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Raymer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
A Democrat.
Democrat Janelle Bynum. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez de Raymer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez de Raymer? A small chance? Just a very slight chance? Or no chance at all that you might support her?
No chance. I don't know.
No chance at all. Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
No chance at all. Let me record your answer.
Yes.
And do you, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Добрий президент зараз.
For now I approve.
Do you approve? Okay. Do you somewhat approve or strongly approve Joe Biden as a president?
Not strongly, but approved.
Somewhat approve, then. Let me record your answer. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Raymer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Disapproved.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Yes.
Do you
not
disapproved?
Disapproved.
Too much. Strongly too much, right? Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Now, I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Lori Chavez de Raymer and Janelle Bynum. as a major of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez de Raymer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems, from homelessness to access to child care. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first Black woman to represent our community. In Salem, she has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our communities safer. She's not afraid to go up against her party to find practical solutions to our problems and get things done. And in Congress, she will stand up to extremists on both sides to deliver for Oregon families. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Raymer or Democrat Janelle Bynum? If you are undecided, please say so.
Питає, якщо сьогодні вибори були,
ага,
і після того, що він прочитав,
ага,
я би все одно за...
Лорі Чавес чи хто?
За іншу.
Ага, ага.
І чи, якщо ти не знаєш, ти можеш сказати.
No, I don't know.
Undecided.
Undecided, yeah.
Undecided? Okay, thank you very much. Now, I want you, moving forward... Thank you. I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected to a second term anyway. We need strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda. And Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help flip the House of Representatives to Democrats so that they can act as a check on MAGA extremists. The stakes in this election are too high to risk a Republican majority supporting a Trump administration. From 0 to 10, any number, please.
Що я должна сказати? Про кого ти? Супорт. One second. Супорт.
Yes, take your time.
Можеш знову, щоб він сказав?
Support for what?
Zero
Donald
to ten.
Trump or... No, support. For who support?
No. In this case, is if you find their statement convincing from 0 to 10, If you find it convincing to support Janelle Bynum from 0 to 10, very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not at all convincing?
Any key statement?
I don't know. Okay. One,
thank you. The second one would be Janelle Bynum says, we need public schools we can be proud of. And as the daughter of teachers and mother of four. She has been a champion for our students and our schools. She fought for the Student Success Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning and K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children's education and opportunity. Any number from 0 to 10 on how convincing you find that statement?
No.
Вона каже, що вона хоче, ну, invest the public schools.
Uh-huh.
І він каже, it's convincing.
Okay, yeah, 7.
7, thank you very much. Janelle Bynum believes hard work should pay off, but people can't afford the rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices but not passing their profits on to workers. So in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring down costs and make the rich pay their fair share. She'll prioritize legislation to lower healthcare prices and expand affordable childcare to help keep more money in working people's pockets so we can get ahead. From 0 to 10, please, any number. I'm now convinced.
Rent, childcare, visa, and stuff like that.
Yes, 10.
Thank you very much. For too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember what you're working for and who you are representing. As a mom, as a small business owner, and as a leader, she's not willing to accept that something can't be done to fix where we are today. And she won't stop working to deliver the changes our communities need. From 0 to 10. Any number.
Okay, 5.
Thank you very much. Moving forward, I appreciate it. We are 80% complete, almost done. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez the Raymer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Він каже, що інколи у анкетах...
Ой, це тільки тебе. Окей.
Ти би за Лорі чи за Джанел? Якщо сьогодні вибори?
Ну, я не знаю. I don't know.
Undecided?
Yes. No.
Yes,
undecided.
Thank you very much. Even though that you say that you are undecided, if you had to decide today, which candidate would you lean toward? Lori Chavez the Raymer or Janelle Bynum? If you are undecided, please say so.
Undecided, I don't know. I have to read. I have to understand very, very well what about every...
And that is why now... That is the reason why now I am going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez the Raymer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez the Raymer for Congress. If it's a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. Lori Chavez the Raymer sold herself to this district as a different kind of Republican in order to win in a district that doesn't tolerate extremists. But her voting record shows that she's not different at all. Rather than help us, she has supported tax cuts for the wealthy while voting to cut access to Social Security and Medicare. She hasn't done anything to tackle inflation or housing costs. She knew what she needed to do to win, then got to Washington and towed the party line. Because it is a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all.
Not at all.
No? Lori Chavez de Raymer is an out-of-touch multimillionaire who doesn't understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent extravagantly, and she has taxpayers foot the bill. From Limas to luxury trips to golf, she spends her time in her multi-million dollar home in Arizona and at parties in D.C. while Oregonians deal with rising costs. Lori is more concerned with funding her lifestyle than making sure Oregonians can make it to their next paycheck. Great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all, a deal to be concerned.
Quite a bit.
Quite a bit. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Moving forward in that case, with the 90% now, I am going to ask you, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Raymer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Any. I don't know. I'm not decided.
If you had to decide, which candidate would you lean towards? Lori Chavez de Raymer or Janelle Bynum? If you are undecided, please say so.
I undecided.
Okay, thank you
so very much. I can't say.
The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate.
Рік, коли закінчила школу і наскільки скільки школа закінчила, але сказати, що не в Америці чи
про мене?
Так, про мене.
I live in the US only 15 years, almost 16. Mm-hmm. So I don't learn.
She has had no education in the US.
Got it. Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Married, thank you so very much. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, younger. I have older kids.
Older kids, no younger than 18.
No younger than 18. No younger.
Okay, no younger than 18, no. Okay. Yeah, are you okay?
19.
Are you 19, right? No 18. Okay, understood.
Yeah.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association or no?
Yes,
I am union employee.
Yes.
Union. You are a member of a union.
Yes, I work for the union.
In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
In the 2020, Republican Donald Trump. Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very, very much for your participation. I appreciate it, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.